Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Prosper.com, America's marketplace for people-to-people loans. Prosper.com, where you can compete to bid on loans to fellow Americans.
Questions about Pakistan.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media, in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. This year, the Pakistani stock market has been one of the best performers in Asia, but the outlook for the future changed radically yesterday with the assassination of Benazir Bhutto. Let's bring in Joe Johnson of the Financial Times. Joe, give me a sense of the overall Pakistani economy.
Pakistan, like other countries in the South Asian region, has been enjoying rapid economic growth over the last 4 to 5 years. So investors are anxious that this continuity of policy, what they really do not like is uncertainty.
So if we're really talking about a period now of instability, how does this impact India and the outlook for investing in India?
Well, South Asia is the least economically integrated region in the world. Trade between India and its neighbors is a tiny, tiny fraction of their combined GDP. So to a certain extent, any potential fallout on India's growth story will be relatively limited.
What about the Chinese and the extent to which they have been investing in Pakistan?
Well, China has principally been investing in infrastructure projects in Pakistan. So, you know, to a certain extent, the Chinese story is a very deep relationship. Pakistan describes China as its fair-weather ally, in contrast to perceptions that the U.S. is a much more fickle friend to Pakistan that comes and goes.
How important are the upcoming elections for investors going forward?
Well, what investors want to see in Pakistan is progress towards a restoration of civilian rule in Pakistan. The January the 8th elections were an important milestone in that. Now, Mrs. Bhutto's assassination complicates that because it now raises questions over whether the election will be held at all, over the legitimacy of any election.
Joe Johnson is South Asia Bureau Chief for the Financial Times in London. Joe, thanks so much for speaking with us.
No, you're welcome. Thank you very much.
Mrs. Bhutto's death sent shockwaves through stock markets around the world. Japan's Nikkei fell the most, falling 1.7%. This morning in Europe, stocks are lower. On Wall Street yesterday, there was a lot of doubt, too, about the economy. After a weak showing for durable goods orders, the Dow fell 192 to 13,359. The S&P lost 21. The NASDAQ gave back 47 points. The major banks are in dire straits since the credit crunch. They're short on cash. Here's a remedy. Sell off some businesses. The Dutch bank ING is unloading its reinsurance unit to Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. From our European desk, Stephen Beard reports.
ING has sold Warren Buffett its reinsurance unit. The price, $435 million. The official reason for the sale is streamlining. ING says it wants to focus on its core insurance and banking business. Some analysts suspect another motive. They say the move has more to do with the credit crunch, with ING shoring up its capital. According to the Wall Street Journal, other big investment banks are likely to do the same. Citigroup could sell off up to $12 billion worth of assets. HSBC might unload $13 billion worth. The banks could also resort to other means of repairing their capital. This week, an analyst with Goldman Sachs predicted that Citigroup will cut its dividend by 40%. Citigroup declined to comment. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com. Science and technology reports are supported by Boston Scientific, committed to delivering what's next in medical technology to help clinicians improve and extend lives. BostonScientific.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship. Online at kauffman.org.
We'll get the numbers on new home sales later this morning. They probably won't look good. The slump in residential real estate is the worst in 16 years. and the subprime meltdown has made foreclosures commonplace. But that's given a boost to a little-known industry, mortgage field servicers. These are contractors that look after foreclosed properties for lenders. From WCPN in Cleveland, Mari Saito reports on the largest privately owned property caretaker.
Jeff Tortoria and Brian Waterhouse grab one thing after another. Channel-locked pliers, screwdrivers, hammers. But the door to a small house just outside of Cleveland refuses to open.
When these people abandon their houses, they don't generally provide the bank with keys as they're leaving or being foreclosed upon. So
they have to break the door down. Tortoria works for Cleveland's Safeguard Property Management Company. Safeguard's customers are some of the biggest names in banking, from Chase Manhattan to City Financial. These clients want to make sure foreclosed properties don't deteriorate or lead to lawsuits. Tortoria walks into the home's basement and sees signs of the real estate bust.
See what I mean? Buckets of joint compound, fresh drywall in here. So this is definitely the work of, unfortunately, a remodeler gone bad.
This is the first of three homes Tortoria and Waterhouse will break into today. They'll make sure the homes are safe and secure the properties. Business is brisk as foreclosures in Cuyahoga County skyrocket. It's set to top a record 17,000 this year.
So usually I'll just kind of do a quick walkthrough just to make sure there's no, you know, dead bodies or dead animals.
The dead bodies part was a joke, right?
No. We haven't found one yet, but they've been known to find a few.
The possibility of finding a corpse is only one job hazard. Vacant properties can attract drug users and other crime. Lenders are often hundreds, if not thousands, of miles away, so it can be impossible for their employees to protect these assets. Safeguard CEO Robert Klein says that's where his company comes in.
We're there to protect them, you protect the asset, protect the community, protect the neighborhood. The city wants to maintain the neighborhood, the property. Well, our clients, the banks, they want to maintain their collateral as well. They don't want their property to be worthless.
Loan servicers paid Safeguard over $80 million to keep an eye on properties last year. The company inspects over 400,000 houses every month. That's a number the company says will grow as foreclosures continue to rise. In Cleveland, I'm Mari Saito for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.